really meant to be a supreme compliment when I called you. Yeah. You're supposed to accept it graciously. Yeah. But I don't. I've heard it used a whole lot of times when kids at schools, you know, they call each other fools, and I said, man, that's strong, to call them fools.
Were you ever taught any biblical injunctions against the use of that word?
Matter of fact, we had a Sunday school lesson not too long ago about somebody calls a man a fool, shining, I believe, or if you should say raka, which is the same thing as the hark up, as if to spit, you know. Just stay away from him, or else this is a dangerous thing to do, you know. Mm. It's just bad to call somebody a fool, or else to your tongue is, that's what the subject is about. The tongue is so dangerous, you know, you can say things that are harmful.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. What about a man who has a lot of money but he likes to hang on to it? You'd say he's a
miser.
Any other
word? Yes, he's cheap. A penny pincher.
Mm-hmm.
Very tight wad. Yeah,
tight wad. If I was talking about a girl and I said she's just as common as she could be, that word common, what would that mean to you?
Plain. It could have another meaning, though. It could mean that she gets along excellent with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That she doesn't change her mannerism, and she's not she doesn't put on affectations, you know, around people.
Could it ever be an offensive word? She's a common person.
Well, it could mean she's plain in her looks. You know, plain in her looks, unattractive. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talking of an older person, maybe in his 90s, but he's still able to look after himself pretty well, and you might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still very...
What could I use right there? He's still very alive, he's still very active.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was looking for.
Say if the children are out pretty late, the wife might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
worried.
Okay, or another word would be
uneasy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say a child who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you'd say he's what?
Afraid of the dark, or scared of the dark.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now the phrase used to be, how would you use that in a negative sense? Say for example, you might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
used to not be.
Yeah, I'm talking about a person who leaves a lot of money out in plain view with the doors unlocked. You'd say he's very
careless.
Sure. I have a relative. I might say of her, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt so-and-so. It's just that every now and then she acts a little
cranky.
Okay.
A little odd.
All right. What if I use the word queer there? She acts a little queer. Would that do?
Yeah, it probably would do for a woman, but not for a man, if you say that. Yeah.
Why not?
It has connotations of homosexuality, you know, if he acts a little queer, it means gay also.
Yeah.
So. So you'd have to be careful explaining yourself. You know, it might get back to him that, you know, he's your nephew said
Hot
you were
water.
Gay.
Okay. A person who makes up his mind about something and refuses to change it no matter what, you say he's very
stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, a person that you just can't joke with without him getting
angry.
Yeah,
it's too serious. A serious person.
Yeah, you say he's very
serious. That's probably what we say around here.
You ever touchy?
Yeah, he's touchy about certain things, you know. Don't curse around him, he's touchy about that, you know.
Somebody who's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, well, now just
cool it.
Or
hold it down. Keep a cool head, but just keep everything under control.
To keep calm?
Yeah, you say keep calm also.
At the end of the day, if you've been working pretty hard, you say you're very
tired.
What about an extreme case? I'm just all
beat, worn out.
Okay. So if you hear that somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking fine the other day. When was it he?
Got sick.
And McCullough has been working out in the hot sun. He comes into an air-conditioned room and his eyes and nose start running. You might say, well, looks like he
cooled off too quick.
Right, and he's sneezing and everything, so it looks like
he's catching a cold.
Yeah, the past tense, yesterday he
caught a cold.
Maybe the best explanation, so he's a little
horse.
He does that.